Broken Arts Entertainment presents episode 1 of the Fragile Mind series. Press the red button.
Hello, and welcome to the Rejuvenation Center. Let me first introduce the program that you have enrolled in.
Okay.
Our sole purpose is to bring a more positive energy to your life while revitalizing your potential as a societal contributor. You are free to move around. When rejuvenation begins, you must be in the chamber. When you are ready to talk about why you're here, press the green button. For assistance, press the red button.
What red button?
Do you require assistance?
Require seems so finite. What if I just want assistance or someone to talk to?
If you require assistance, press the red button.
Is there another button?
There's a green button.
Press red for assistance?
Do you require any further assistance?
Not yet. And press the green button to talk about why I'm here.
Yes, that is correct. Let me first reach confirmation status with the subject.
Subject? Seems so impersonal.
Jennifer Stapleton, correct?
That is I.
Found guilty on July 19th for one count of premeditated murder.
Yeah.
Date of birth, November 11th, 2008.
Yeah, I suppose.
You suppose?
Yes, this is my date of birth.
You are currently 26 years of age, correct?
Math seems to be your strong suit.
Was that a yes?
Do you ever laugh?
When something is funny, I laugh.
Wow. Do I tell you my truth?
We will get to that.
What else?
Did you read the rules and regulations of today's scheduled event?
Yes, I did.
I show this as your signature?
Yes, that's me, I think.
Did you sign this document of your own free will?
That's a loaded question.
Yes or no?
On the one hand, I'm incarcerated. There isn't free will. I'm going to be incarcerated for 9 years. This is the only way to accelerate my freedom.
Yes or no, Jennifer?
Yes, I guess.
Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Any problems with my appearance request?
None. All are within the parameters of simple application.
Let's rock and roll, then.
If you require assistance, please press the red button. If you are prepared to talk about your truth, press the green button.
What kind of assistance are you offering?
I am Ted. You can call me TED, which stands for Technical Education Device. I am here to provide you technical support while you lie in our rejuvenation chamber. This can be as short or as long as you'd like. It's up to you.
Why is this called the rejuvenation chamber? Why not a new makeover or the new you? Oh, even better, the new to you new. You know, like you're used and...
Rejuvenate. Give new energy or vigor to. Revitalize, in accordance with the Oxford Dictionary.
Oh, thank you. I needed that.
If you require assistance, please press,
press the red button. I know. I got it.
It's in your hand, ma'am.
How did you know?
Thank you for choosing your rejuvenation support module. My name is Ted. How can I assist you?
It's just that, you know, sometimes there's this thing. I'm not sure what I want to say.
Are you asking for my advice?
I'm scared. I'm a little scared here.
I understand. If I were in your situation, I think a little fear would creep in, but you are in good hands. I promise we'll take good care of you.
Promise?
I just did.
Do you ever wish you could have a do-over?
A what?
In golf, hackers always take mulligans, where they can take another stab at making a good golf shot. Maybe this is a mulligan.
As much as I'd like to learn more about you, this conversation isn't for me. You must press the green button, and Lara will come to your assistance.
There are more of you?
Yes. Here at the Rejuvenation Center, there are hundreds of us. If you need additional support, please press
the red button. Thank you, robot. Ted. Thank you, Ted. So, what happens next?
Thank you for choosing your rejuvenation support module. My name is Ted. How can I assist you?
What happens next?
Lie down. Are you prepared to press the green button?
No.
Lara will be with you shortly.
What she does, will it hurt me?
Licensed aromatic rejuvenation applicator.
She's gonna make me smell good?
Lara is a name, not a gender.
I'm sorry, never mind, I get it. Are you a gender?
No, I'm a Ted, thank you.
When will she, I mean it, Lara, be here?
Soon. If you have any other questions, concerns, or comments, please feel free to press the red button.
Right, got it. Okay.
Hello, Jennifer. How are you today?
I'm fine. You're a girl. How are you?
My name is Lara.
I know who you are. Ted told me about you.
Would you like lavender, lilac, or leather?
Is it L Day? It must be L Day, right?
Yes, it is L Day. If you prefer an aroma that begins with a different letter or become overwhelmed by the aroma you have picked, please press the red button.
I can get you with the red button too?
Yes, Jenny. Our analytics program will sort out which modified enhancement rejuvenator, or MER, you will need.
You really like acronyms, huh?
Yes.
Yes? That's all?
Please pick a fragrance.
Lilac, please.
Lilac. Aromatic sensor applicator has been selected and will be applied immediately. May I suggest light listening?
Sure. Is this where I start talking?
No, our subjects will only talk with us using your mind.
Really?
It's the best way for us to see your truth, your true self, without fear or prejudice clouding your communication vessel.
I have no idea what that means, but cool, I guess. So, I don't actually need to say anything.
Not at all. You can if you want, but it will be of no benefit to your program. For sensory enhancement, I'd like to suggest Zara and a light mist of falling rain. You'll just need to close your eyes.
No, I'm not closing my eyes. And no rain.
It's just a mist. For something a little more adventurous, we suggest Kenny G with a light mist.
I don't get it.
For an erotic adventure, I would suggest Enigma, also with a light mist.
No, wait, erotic, like sexual? You'll allow that?
Yes. If it helps you find your truth for rejuvenation, then yes, we'd allow that.
Okay.
Do you prefer Sarah Brightman with a light mist?
No, I prefer no mist at all. I'll take Zara, I guess.
Zara it is.
Fine, whatever.
We sense that Jenny is upset in Rejuvenation Chamber 9.
Ted? I wouldn't say I'm upset. I'm disappointed that there isn't any grunge or rock.
Our playlist is designed to have the greatest possible impact on your mind.
If you're upset...
I'm not upset, it's just that... Never mind. I will just lay here and listen to Zara, get a makeover. You'll extract my thoughts, and then I'll be rejuvenated?
Yes, Jenny, that is basically how it works.
Playing Zara to Lilacs in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, I said no mist!
This is your Rejuvenation Escalation Technical Security Analyst, Retza. How can I be of assistance?
Oh my god, seriously? Resta?
Retza. R-E-T-S-A. How can I be of assistance?
I said no mist. I got mist.
Unfortunately, all of our aromatic musical accompaniments come with a light mist.
Why?
Forces you into a calm state of being.
This puts the subject...
We don't use the word subject, Lara.
This puts you at ease and allows us better access to your story.
You want me to close my eyes? That's it, isn't it?
It is a way to ensure that the eyes are closed so that we can access all aspects of your memories and ultimately your truth.
We need the clearest path to see your truth for rejuvenation to work.
I know I'm just a number to you. 1364942, right? In chamber 9, right? I'm just a number, and whatever you're gonna find in my memory bank or in my story, it's gonna fit some analytical rubric that'll determine my future, right?
Everything is relative, Jenny. There is a relationship between all things, including your past and the mist for your rejuvenation experience.
Can I get Ted back?
If we determine that Ted is your best solution, then we will provide him to you when you press the red button. Lara, please continue.
Wait. Why is this happening? And can we turn off this music?
Did you not like my music?
It wasn't your music. It was Zara's music.
Did you not like my choices of music?
What if I'm afraid of what you're gonna find inside my mind?
Please, don't be afraid.
Ted, you're back!
Yes, please. The music and the mist are designed to have a calming effect that will help you unlock your truth.
You just want me to close my eyes.
That is a part of it. But mostly, we need you calm and in a free state of being to unlock your truths.
Does anyone actually ever end up rejuvenated?
When they listen,
subjects are more mild.
Enough! Shut the fuck up!
Alert. Please remain calm. Someone will be with you shortly.
Jenny, why?
Why what? I told you to shut up.
No, you said an F word.
I did say fuck.
Alert. Please remain calm. Someone will be with you shortly.
What the hell?
Alert. Please remain calm. Someone will be with you shortly.
You have got to be fucking kidding me.
Alert. Please remain calm. Someone will be with you shortly.
Holy shit, this is
we overwhelming. We have level 5 alert in Rejuvenation Chamber 9.
Stop,
security,
please.
Assess.
Everything, just stop. Is it over?
This is Ted. I'm your technical educational device for today's rejuvenation session. Is everything all right?
Ted, I'm sorry.
Everything is under control.
Code 33 has been handled and cleared. Please proceed.
Commencing Zara and a light mist. Please allow your mind to wander free and to grant us access to your truth.
So, this is how this goes? I guess so. My dad used to say to me all the time, the truth is what you believe it is. I don't believe that this is my truth. I feel trapped, like... I don't know how I could do the things you're gonna find inside my mind. It's like an out-of-body experience. I know I was found guilty of a crime. And I've seen it in my mind. It felt like I had to commit it. I had no choice. But why? There's... there's this narrative that goes around in my mind that I was abused and nothing was going to stop him. I was never good enough. I can't escape that narrative. It's like my brain and my heart are just disconnected. I killed a man. I waited until he was passed out and I killed him. I took a steak knife and stabbed him 37 times. Sometimes it was the same spot. Sometimes it was a different spot. I didn't need to stab him so many times. I'm sure he was dead before I stopped. I couldn't stop. He never opened his eyes. He never fought back. Not one time did his eyes open. I expected them to, but his eyes just stayed closed, like he knew it was coming, or he didn't care. That's what I kept thinking, but in reality, he was probably just too drunk. He kept breathing, then he started to cough, but he never opened his eyes. Blood appeared from the stab marks and then from the corners of his mouth, and at no point did it feel good. It never felt satisfying to stab him, despite what he put me through. When he let out his final breath, in the midst of this wave of relief, I found myself sitting in a pool of regret. There wasn't really any relief at all, because he still haunts me. All of it haunts me to this day. Why didn't he open his eyes?
How did this one get through?
The boss ordered it. Said it's her second reboot.
Second? Why?
I don't ask questions, Reuben. I just do my job.
Did the boss order this as well?
Let me see that.
What is it?
Not sure. We're required to plug it in at the 30-minute mark and let it play for the duration.
Do you ever wonder what goes on inside?
There?
Yeah, in there, in the chamber.
No, I don't. I could care less.
They really are just subjects to you.
Yes. Get too attached and things could go bad. What is our agenda?
For memory acceleration?
No, for lunch, you idiot. Yes.
That was close. Almost set off the alert.
Huh. Yep.
Workplace assimilation.
Occupation.
Accounting.
What else?
Relationship assimilation.
Sexual preference?
Why do you ask these questions? Why can't we just let things happen naturally?
There's nothing natural about this. Nothing at all.
He's right. How many loops?
127.
Not number. That's a first.
Syncing watches. You should get the agenda now. Ooh, the final 2 minutes, my favorite part.
Why does he do that?
I don't know, Tracy.
Jason, let her become her new self in peace.
Fine.
Oh, an amnesia story.
Yeah, car accident.
Name?
Tammy Braden. No kids, no husband, no life, a dog, new dog. It's another similar name. Every time they make this harder for us. Why can't she be a Christina? No chance to mess that up.
This one is simple. 1 week and we're done.
Welcome back, Tammy.
Welcome back, Tammy. How do you feel?
Where am I? My name is... Wait, what? Tammy? My name is Tammy? Tammy. Oh.
You're at the hospital, and you're going to make a full recovery.
Congratulations, Tammy.
What happened?
You were in a car accident.
You were in a coma. You might not recognize yourself in the mirror because we had to do some extensive work for the traumatic brain injury you suffered.
You've been in this coma for nearly 6 weeks.
This morning, when we were running our routine monitoring, we saw new patterns in your brainwave activity. Naturally, we all became excited. Welcome back.
Oh, okay. My shoulder hurts. Is that normal?
Absolutely. We've installed a chip there to regulate your nervous system activity.
Oh, okay.
You've experienced a very high level of trauma and have come out on the other side. You are a survivor. We just want to make sure that your functionality is at optimum performance.
You'll need some rest. You have a busy day tomorrow. But please do not hesitate to press the red button for assistance, and the green button turns on the television.
Thank you for listening to the first episode of the Fragile Mind series, featuring Gwyneth Fraser, Nathan Roach, Dana Hall, Adam Ferguson, and Noah Turner. Written, directed, and produced by Joe Swenson. Please join us for episode 2, Workplace Stressors.